Welcome back to People and Possibilities, the Thiel Partners podcast, where we share some of the learnings and insights that we're gleaning as we work with some of the leading tech companies around the globe. I'm your host, Thomas Igeme. Let's dive in. AI is everywhere. It's reshaping how we work, how we hire, and how we lead. And as part of our AI and HR industry report coming out in fall 2024, we found that some of the biggest shifts are happening, not just in the admin tasks AI can automate, but in the redefinition of the very roles and responsibilities of HR itself. So today, we're diving into the evolving world of HR roles, responsibilities, and organizational structures as AI becomes an integral part of our workflows. We'll explore how HR generalists are expanding their data capabilities, how HR business partners are becoming more proactive, and how the automation of admin tasks is allowing all HR roles to become more strategic. And throughout this episode, you'll also hear insights from some of the brilliant HR leaders in various industries who are experiencing these changes firsthand. Now, one of the first areas where we're seeing AI make a big impact is with HR generalists. Now, traditionally, HR generalists have worn many hats, handling everything from employee relations to compliance. But with AI, we're seeing a shift towards a more data-driven role description. Generalists now have the tools to analyze large data sets, clean and interpret employee data, and make informed recommendations to leadership. Tasks that previously belonged solely to the people analytics team, the much more expensive specialist roles. This shift is enabling generalists to play a much larger role in strategic decision-making. Instead of just managing day-to-day operations, they're increasingly becoming the analysts themselves and advisors into the rest of the org. A recent study by the people practice at a global management consulting firm puts the starkness of this opportunity in full light. They showed that when they could use GenAI, generalists saw a whopping 49% increase in productivity, a task that had previously been the domain of specialists, things like data cleanup. GenAI didn't turn generalists into data scientists, but it got them halfway there at a fraction of the training and cost. And the implications for where and how we can now deploy HR generalists are just being uncovered. This transformation is helping generalists focus less on operational tasks and more on business critical issues. As HR teams adopt AI, we're seeing HR business partners become much more proactive and data-driven. Historically, the HRBP role has tended to be rather reactive, responding to immediate business needs as they arise. And that isn't for a lack of a desire to be strategic on the part of HRBPs. It's a mere function of the volume of needs that the business keeps throwing at the HR organization and a real absence of data to prioritize what to focus on when. But with AI, HRBPs are finally able to get ahead of issues and partner more deeply with functions like finance and sales ops. AI provides HRBPs with real-time data insights that allows them to anticipate problems like turnover or engagement issues before they become crises. Analyses that used to take quarters to pull together can now be done in minutes. But here's the key. As HRBPs become more data-driven, there's a risk that they could focus too much on inputs, like ever more frequent engagement scores or fine-tuning time-to-hire metrics, without connecting them to broader business outcomes, such as revenue growth or market share. I had a conversation with an HR director at a Series C fintech company who had this to say.
My ultimate goal with PlusPal is making it the one go-to app for all employees' requests, so that we integrate it so well. There's so many HR systems and our size of company that like this AI tool will know to update this, update that, go to this, get the information from here, talk to this person. So it's almost like super automate through AI for us. But then it's also about, you know, building development plans and identifying trainings from the library. It's connecting the dots, right? It's connecting people through the right things, the right systems, the right tools, the right people through one platform. Like the user interface is like, this is HR. Like this tool is HR for you.
It's all about predicting what problems will escalate and proactively finding those solutions. I recently attended a CHRO Gen AI roundtable put on by the Boston Consulting Group, and all the leaders in attendance echoed this theme, pointing out that HRBPs are evolving into talent business strategists and using AI tools to influence the business from a more integrated, data-driven perspective. Now, one of the more obvious impacts of AI in HR is the elimination of certain administrative roles. For example, recruiting coordinators, who used to handle things like interview scheduling, are being replaced by AI tools like Modern Loop and Teamable. But the real value isn't just in eliminating roles. It's in automating administrative tasks across the board, which frees up everyone in HR to focus on higher value work. By automating tasks, not just like scheduling, but benefits management or ticket responses, HR professionals, from the generalists to the HRBPs, get to shift their focus to strategic initiatives. Instead of spending hours on manual tasks, they can devote their time to solving business problems. A VP of talent acquisition at a mid-sized retail company mentioned how they've successfully leveraged AI for this.
It was very much encouraged for hiring managers to use AI to write your interview questions and create like your hiring manager document. I think it definitely have pluses and minuses. It is so much time to put those docs together, right? Of like, what is this role? What are they working on? What's a team? There's a lot of like repetitive words that you use of past job posts and a little bit of your own thing and rewriting the same interview questions over and over. I also think if you want to have a standardized hiring experience and have a single set of questions, it was great. Like I used it. I used Credl to create sets of questions and then I would go in and refine them and just tell the people on the panels, here's like inspiration for you. I've created a set. You can go ahead and tweak it, but like, this is what I'm trying to get at. So if you want to reword it, you can, but help me get to the same goal.
I spoke with the head of people operations at a Series B tech startup who highlighted how their HR generalist roles have evolved with AI.
If AI could automate, could take away, even to the extent of like tickets come in, people tickets come in, benefits tickets come in, and we have to go in and say, hey, this is where you can find your 401k stuff. This is where you can find your Navya stuff. If AI could just take that and for repetitive, like bring together FAQs and before it comes to a human, if it could just say, hey, have you looked at this resource? Does that answer your questions? Or someone else asked this in the past and this is what we told them. Does that help you? And it comes to us as an escalation, that will give us back so much time.
One of the key unlocks here is ensuring that teams don't just use the expanded capacity offered by AI tools eliminating admin tasks to just do more stuff. This is a real moment for HR organizations to consider a strategic pause and ask themselves, what higher value act, particularly higher business value activity, do they want to be doing with this additional time? What kind of conversations do they need to be having with leaders across the organization that they didn't have time for before? What interesting people analytics questions do they now have the capacity to surface and look into for even more insightful direction? How can they free up the time to partner more deeply with other organizations that look at org productivity, like sales ops or finance, in order to chart the way of the future? One of the more exciting developments that we're seeing is that HR teams are adopting a product-oriented mindset. Just like customer-facing teams design products and experiences for users, HR is starting to design processes and employee journeys with the same rigor. And this shift is actually giving rise to whole new roles, like HR product managers, who focus on employee experience as if it were a product to be continuously improved. Centers of excellence are also evolving to focus on product ownership, allowing the whole HR function to become more employee-centric. At the CHRO Gen AI roundtable that I mentioned earlier, this was another major theme. For a lot of HR leaders today, they're increasingly seeing their organizations as a product org. and they're applying data-driven rigor, iterative design, and a focus on employees as end users. Of course, all of this rests on the depth of their understanding of the various personas represented within their organizations. But as we're seeing this cross-pollination with the HR function and other existing organizations, one unexpected benefit is the ability of HR to partner more effectively with organizations like engineering and product becomes easier when HR processes more similarly mimic the other ways that the business commits to delivering value. As AI continues to evolve, we're predicting that the HR org structure, though, is going to undergo an even more radical rethink. The traditional model where HR is siloed into functions like talent acquisition, talent management, and employee relations is giving way into a more integrated approach. AI-powered tools are driving both the need for and ability to engage these types of changes, enabling HR leaders to merge functions and create a more cohesive talent ecosystem that is able to pull from all the relevant data sources and effect the kind of integrated cross-functional change that truly delivers business impact. We're already seeing some companies combine their talent acquisition and talent management functions to create a seamless experience from hiring to employee development and ensure that the information being gathered from a performance management process in terms of what skills are needed finds its way right back into a hiring strategy. Now, at TL Partners, we primarily partner with technology companies. But what we've observed is that this particular rethink of the HR org is something that other industries have been doing for a while. Industries like hospitality and travel have really honed on a skills-based hiring model that is intrinsically linked with an ongoing skills assessment of the need in the org through performance management. And we're excited at TL Partners about how much we can learn and leverage from the good work that's already happened there. Wherever these changes are happening, we're seeing the restructuring actually allowing HR teams to become more efficient and agile and aligning them with the fast-paced business environment they find themselves in. Now, a dirty secret is how difficult it is for them to move at the pace of the rest of the business. Because of the complexity of what HR organizations manage, what's so exciting about the restructuring that AI is driving is that as HR teams become more efficient and agile, they will actually catch up in pace with the fast-paced business environment without needing to run themselves ragged. Lastly, I want to touch on two more key areas that we're seeing evolving really quickly around the world of HR roles, responsibilities, and org structures because of AI. First, HR shared services are being transformed. With AI, we're seeing shared services shift from being traditional back office functions to becoming capability centers, using platforms to drive faster and more autonomous processes. Second, and just as important, is the role that HR will play in managing ethics and bias in AI. Unfortunately, today, we see two approaches to managing ethics and bias from a lot of HR teams, neither of which we think is the answer. There's either such a fear of the ethical and bias risks in AI that leaders are choosing not to make a move at all. But hopefully you'll get a sense, as we've been working on this together, that we really don't have the option not to be involved with the AI revolution if we hope to remain relevant. But another approach is to throw out the ethics and bias questions altogether and dive in headfirst without any consideration. That is never a good idea. As AI tools become more and more embedded in HR processes, the risk of bias increases. And HR leaders are going to need to work really closely with legal and IT teams to ensure that AI is used responsibly and fairly. But ultimately, it's actually HR's responsibility to really own this space as the arbiters of the human data in the organization. I expect to see an expanded role around ethics and bias becoming more and more integral to HR, potentially taking root in what is traditional, the diversity, equity, and inclusion teams, but with much more thoughtfulness about how we manage the ethics of the whole experience with AI and ensure that it is one that is inclusive of everyone and that drives towards more equity within and without the organization. And this ethical responsibility is only going to become more critical as AI continues to evolve in the HR space. So there you have it. AI is already reshaping the structures, roles, and responsibilities of HR in profound ways. From transforming the roles of HR generalists and HR BPs to eliminating admin and operational tasks and shifting HR to a product-focused mindset. The future of HR is more strategic, it is more data-driven, and it is more integrated into the business than ever before. So if you're sitting here and thinking, well, that's a lot of information, but what are some of the low-hanging fruit or immediate implications I can take for my organization today? I can think of at least four. One, how are you leveraging your HR generalists for more data analysis and strategic advisory in your organization today? Both reducing your cost basis for that work and increasing your value add to the business. Two, are you empowering and holding your HR BPs accountable towards a much more proactive data-driven posture with the business? One that is aligned to business goals and avoiding getting lost in the data. Three, can you clearly articulate the increased higher value work that the folks on your team are engaging in as AI comes to help eliminate administrative tasks? And four, how familiar are you with a product design process? If not very, it's time to brush up on it because that is the blueprint of the HR org for tomorrow. So if today's episode sparked any new ideas for you, or you just have questions, we'd love to hear from you. We're always learning from our partners in terms of what is happening and seeing how we can support them on their roadmap towards AI transformation. Drop us a comment or reach out to continue the conversation. Thank you for tuning in to People and Possibilities. I'm Thomas Agema, and I'll see you next time as we continue our journey into how AI is reshaping the world of HR. We'll be right back.